Tom Ceratori joining us now. What a wildly entertaining end of regulation and overtime that was, Tom.
I think it was just, we played really well. I was really proud of the guys. I mean, we played three good periods of hockey, and I was really impressed with our intensity level for all three periods, Schultze.
Well, you put 42 shots on the net, Tom, and you hope to get more than one, but the goaltender, Doan, who haven't really seen a whole lot of action, he played pretty well for
Absolutely.
The Wildcats tonight.
He played well. That's hockey. You guys know that. What are you going to do? Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't.
Well, if Mike Bitzer doesn't make that acrobatic save there in the third period, who knows what happens.
But you know what? What happened to that? Did he shoot that? Did it go off our guy's shin pad or skate or something like that?
No, off of his blocker.
What now?
His blocker or a glove, one of the two.
No, but what precipitated it behind the net, wasn't it?
Oh, he got caught. The forechecker caught him in behind the net, and so he took the puck away from Bitzer and then just slid it out in front.
Oh, my gosh. No, I saw the aftermath of that, guys. I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know what happened behind the net.
Well,
you know,
Bitzer did a Superman dive and somehow got it, so he kept the puck out of the net. Pretty important play.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So. But wait, was that a penalty in overtime when Miles was driving the net?
Oh, yeah, but Sam Wendell probably got away with one, too.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I thought the same thing. So I just thought I thought theirs was ours was a better scoring chance. So, okay, so it's a wash. It's a wash, okay.
Well, that overtime, much like the games this weekend, one team had, Northern Michigan came out and took it to you in the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of overtime, and then you controlled the last 3 minutes, and that was a lot like this series this weekend.
Well, it gets dicey. They're really good down low, and you're right, Biss. They had command that first minute and a half and 2 minutes. They had puck possession behind the goal line and behind the net there, and it got a little dicey for us a little bit. I was worried that they're going to throw just a funnel of puck back there, and there's going to be some loose change, and that's how you score those overtime goals. But our guys were strong defensively in that time span as well, I thought.
You agree with me, Tom, that that might be the best two-game stretch of Phil Brewer's career here?
Bruce played really well all year, but you're probably right, Schultze. He's got really good legs right now, and I am really happy for Phil.
That said, to get a nice break, probably the longest that I can recall in a long, long time for you guys. You don't play again until January 9th and 10th. Obviously, you'll get back to practice at some point, but this is a much-needed break for you guys.
No, it's been a grind, and we've had a tough schedule, as you guys know, and we haven't had a week off since, I don't know, was it October 17th or, maybe it was the 23rd, 24th, I can't remember, but we went at it 8 straight weeks, I know that, so.
What is the plan? When do you guys come back?
We're coming back the 31st. We're going to have our first practice the 1st.
So about 8 days of practice in before the hunt?
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy the holidays, Tom, and take a deep breath.
All right,
relax
boys.
Now for a little bit.
All right. Happy holidays, guys. See
you too, Tom. All right. Tom Ceratori with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. 1-1 tie.